will we know one another in heaven?
It's a question often asked by believers and unbelievers. Today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie has some good insight.
We'll know more in heaven than we know on earth, and we'll recognize one another, and we will still love one another. You'll still love your family, but it will be a stronger, purer love. Listen, there is no more a break in your love, and there is a break in your thoughts. Death breaks ties on earth, but it renews them in heaven.
This is the day when the lost are found. This is the day for a new beginning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Again you hear all the angels are singing. This is the day when life begins.
One of the most disheartening aspects of losing a loved one is the idea that we might never see them again. It's almost more than we can bear. But today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie points out we will see our believing loved ones again. We haven't said goodbye forever. We've only said goodbye for right now. He's in the middle of an encouraging series of hopeful messages. It's good biblical insight into the eternal today.
In our last message, we talked about what heaven actually is. Heaven is the dwelling place of God Himself. Heaven is a place, not a mere state of mind. Jesus said, I have gone to prepare a place for you. And remember that we discovered that heaven is described in Scripture as a country, a city, a garden, a paradise. Heaven is home. That's really what it is. Heaven is home. Jesus said, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And in my Father's house are many mansions or dwelling places. And were it not so, I would have told you. And because of this, we have this homesickness for heaven. The Bible says that God has placed eternity in our hearts. We're longing to be home again. You know, as Dorothy said to Toto, there's no place like home, right? And isn't it true? So let's deal with some of the most commonly asked questions when we come to the topic of heaven. Number one, will we know one another in heaven? I don't know why this question is asked so much, because the implication of it is I'm going to know less in heaven than I know on earth. Listen, when you get to heaven, you're going to know more, not less. Here's the question. Do you recognize people on earth? Well, I hope you do. We don't always. Sometimes I'll see someone and I do recognize them, but I forgot their name. I'll say, hey, how's it going? And they'll start talking to me, oh, Greg, da 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 da, and on they go. And I'm hoping they'll somehow use their own name in a sentence so that I can sort of pick up there and not say, because it's really embarrassing to say, I'm really sorry, but I forgot your name. This is especially sad when it's your wife you're talking to, because... happened to me yesterday. No, it didn't really. But we'll know more in heaven than we know on earth, but the desire to sin will be gone. And we'll recognize one another, and we will still love one another. You'll still love your family. You'll still love your friends, but it will be a stronger, sweeter, purer love. Listen, there is no more a break in your love, and there is a break in your thoughts. Death breaks ties on earth, but it renews them in heaven, because heaven is the perfecting of the highest moments of the present Christian experience. But, you know, when you have a loved one in heaven, you wonder a lot about what they know. We know what we know, but what do they know? Is heaven completely oblivious to what is happening on planet Earth? Or do they have ringside seats, and are they watching everything that happens to us with bated breath? Well, I think both of those ideas are not correct. I don't think heaven is oblivious, nor do I think they're necessarily watching our every movement, but I do believe that people in heaven are very aware of many things that are happening on earth. Let me give you three scriptural illustrations to make my point. And I bring this up because sometimes people will say, well, you know, when you get to heaven, you won't care about what happened on earth, you won't remember anything about earth, all those things have passed away, and you'll just be preoccupied with worshiping the Lord. Well, I don't know that that's really true because of the verses I'm going to share with you now. Number one, People in eternity are aware of the fact that loved ones are not saved. Again, people in eternity are aware of the fact that loved ones are not saved. You may recall in our last message on heaven, we looked at Luke chapter 16, which is the story of the godly Lazarus and the wicked rich man. They both passed into eternity. The rich man went to a place of torment, and Lazarus went to a place of comfort. And the rich man in eternity on the other side in torment said in Luke 16, 28, I have five brothers and I want to warn them about this place of torment so they won't have to come here when they die. That would indicate that there is a knowledge in eternity about what is happening on earth. This man, at least in the torment part of Hades, was aware of his life on earth still. Number two, when people believe in Jesus on earth, it is public knowledge in heaven. When people believe in Jesus on earth, it's public knowledge in heaven. In Luke 15, Jesus told three parables, all dealing with lost things. One was a shepherd that lost a sheep. The other was a woman that lost a coin. And finally, a father that lost a son. In the case of the shepherd, we read that one sheep went astray. He left the 99 and searched until he found it. And wrapping around his shoulders, he returned rejoicing. And he said, rejoice, I found my lost sheep. And Jesus then says, and I tell you in the same way, there'll be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner that repents and over 99 righteous persons who don't need to repent. So that means that when a person believes on earth, it's a big deal in heaven. Then Jesus talks about a woman who lost a coin. Now, that may not seem significant to us, but back in those days, instead of a wedding ring, a woman would wear a wedding band, like a headband. And in the headband, there would be these coins. So to lose a coin from your headband was the equivalent of losing your wedding ring. So needless to say, she searched until she found it. And then drawing from that, Jesus said, likewise, I say there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents. And then Jesus goes on to tell the story of the prodigal sons and how there is that joy in heaven. But I want you to notice that Jesus says there's joy in the presence of the angels, which would make me wonder if that joy is not experienced by those who are in heaven. Wait, I know more in heaven than I know on earth, right? So if a party breaks out in heaven, don't you think I'll know about it?
Glad you're joining us today for A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie, Senior Pastor of Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California. We're learning some fascinating things about heaven today. Pastor Greg has just pointed out heaven's awareness of what's going on earth, because we read there's joy in the presence of the angels when a soul is saved. Let's continue.
But then another illustration that really shows there's an awareness of heaven of what is happening on earth is found in Revelation 6, 9 to 11, where we read these words, and we'll get to this later when we study Revelation. He says, he opened the fifth seal. I saw under the altar the souls of those that have been slain for the word of the Lord, for the testimony which they held. They cried with a loud voice, how long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on those that dwell in the earth? And a white robe was given to each of them, and it was said that they should rest a little while longer. These believers are ones that have been martyred for their faith in the tribulation period and have gone to heaven. I want you to notice that though they're in heaven, they have a keen interest in what is still happening on earth. For instance, they knew they were killed for following Jesus Christ. And this shows a direct continuity between our identity on earth and heaven. They're not different people, they're the same people relocated. These martyrs are fully conscious, rational, and aware of each other, and they know they've been killed, and they want justice. This is important, because I've heard it said, well, we just almost become a different person in heaven. No, I'm sorry, I'm still me, but I'm a perfect version of me. The radically upgraded Greg, you see? The glorified you, without flaw, without sin, without shortcomings, in a new body, yes, but with a connection to your old body that I'll talk about in a few moments. Now, some people will say, no, wait, they couldn't be aware of what's happening on earth, because in heaven, it tells us that there is no sorrow nor crying, Revelation 21:4. The former things have passed away. Yeah, but that doesn't mean we've had a collective lobotomy. You're still you. You know more than you knew on earth. And you do remember things. And these people, these tribulation martyrs, were fully aware of what was happening. You say, well, then how can you be aware of something sad happening on earth and still enjoy heaven? Answer, you have perspective. Makes all the difference. I remember when I was a kid in elementary school, I got in a fight. Well, let me restate that. I got beaten up. It wasn't really a fight. There was this bully that chose me off. Remember that? And he literally started hitting me on the back of the head. So I'm on the ground, face in the dirt. He's pounding my head in, and everyone's yelling, "Make Lori eat dirt! Make Lori eat dirt!" I still remember this. Right after it happened, I felt like my world had ended. I mean, I had nightmares about it. I was humiliated. No, you know what? I look back on that now with no pain. In fact, it's kind of a funny story to me. But in the time it was happening, it wasn't funny at all. Why? Because I'm older now and I have perspective. And I'm not suggesting that what you may be going through right now is not painful or hard. But when you're looking at it from the perspective of heaven and a glorified state, seeing things as God sees them, you'll be able to see it in a much more objective and spiritual way. Thus, these believers in heaven, though they've been martyred, are aware, but they see it with that proper perspective. But at the same time, they're wanting a wrong to be righted. And thirdly, they were aware of the passing of time. They say, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood among those that dwell in the earth?" So when it said, well, in heaven, we won't be aware of time. Well, these tribulation martyrs were aware of time. So interesting things to think about. Another thing about heaven is we're going to receive a glorified body. Isn't that great to know? Now, the question is sometimes asked, when you get to heaven, do you get that glorified body? And I think the answer is no. I think you get the glorified body at the resurrection. And the resurrection that we'll read about in a moment is at the rapture of the church. And we'll read about it when it says that the dead in Christ rise first, and we which are alive and remain are caught up together with them in the clouds. And then we meet the Lord. That's when mortality puts on immortality and corruption incorruption. So when a Christian dies and goes to heaven, they're in some kind of a body. I'm not quite sure. Maybe an intermediate state, but the glorified body, i.e. the upgraded, perfected version of the body they are in now, happens then. So we are going to receive this new body one day, and that's great to know because, you see the telltale signs of age kicking in, and, you realize that you don't remember the things you used to know or remember, and you can't do the things you used to do. You know you're getting old. When your spouse goes out and you don't care where they go, as long as you don't have to go, right? You know you're getting old when happy hour is a nap. You know you're getting old when you start every sentence with the word nowadays. I know you have it, but nowadays things are different. When I was a kid, a lot of that goes on. You know you're getting old when your idea of weightlifting is standing up. You know you're getting old when someone compliments your new alligator shoes and you're not wearing any. You know you're getting old when your knees buckle and your belt won't. You know you're getting old when your teeth and you don't sleep together anymore. And when it takes twice as long to look half as good, right? But we're going to get that radically upgraded body. Our bodies will no longer age or get sickness or break down. We're told over in 1 Corinthians 15, our earthly bodies which die and decay will be different when they're resurrected, for they will never die. Our bodies disappoint us now, but when they're raised, they'll be full of glory. They're weak now, but when they're raised, they'll be full of power.
And we're eager for that day, aren't we? That's Pastor Greg Laurie giving us some great insights on what's waiting for us on the other side. And there is more to come in this message next time here on A New Beginning. Well, are you looking forward to heaven? Maybe you're not certain that that's exactly where you're headed. Maybe you don't know that you're really a Christian. Well, Pastor Greg says we need to make a deliberate decision to follow the Lord. It's just not a good idea to assume that everything's just going to work out all right.
No, this is one area of your life you want to be sure about, where you're going to spend eternity. The Bible says, "These things we write to you, that you may believe on the Son of God and that you may know that you have eternal life." Listen, I know I have eternal life. I know I'll go to heaven one day. And I hope that doesn't sound boastful. And if it does, I'm boasting in what God has done for me, not in what I've done for God. The reason I know these things is because I've turned from my sin and I've put my faith in Christ, you see. And if you do the same, you can have this same hope. You just need to call out to the Lord and admit you're a sinner and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you and come into your life. The Bible says, "Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Will you call upon him right now? I'm going to pray a simple prayer, and I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer after me, if you would. So if you want to know that you'll go to heaven when you die, if you want to know for certain that Christ is living in your life, then pray this prayer with me. Just pray these words: "Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner, but I know you are the Savior who died on the cross for my sin. I turn from my sin now, and I choose to follow you from this moment forward as my Savior and my Lord, as my God and my friend. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you for answering this prayer. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen."
Amen. And if you have just prayed along with Pastor Greg and meant those words sincerely, we want to welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow as a believer and build a solid foundation for your faith, we'd love to send you our New Believers Growth Pack. Just call 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME and ask for a New Believers Growth Pack. Again, that's 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME or 1-800-772-936. And the team would love to pray with you too. Call 1-800-772-936 today. Next time on A New Beginning, more fascinating insights about what lies just beyond heaven's gates. Today's message from Pastor Greg Laurie was called The Blessed Hope. If you'd like to listen again, just download the free Vision Christian Media app, where it's available as a podcast, along with more inspiring Christian content. Just search your app store for Vision Christian Media, station sponsor.